Well, it was 100 years ago. This year marks the 100th anniversary of American involvement in World War I. And following the Great War, a group of veterans founded what is now known as the American Legion. Today, the organization numbers 2.2 million members and more than 13,000 posts worldwide. And we are joined this morning by the national commander of the American Legion, Charles E. Schmidt, himself a Vietnam veteran. And Commander Schmidt, thanks very much for taking the time this morning. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Chris, and it's great to be with you this morning, and we appreciate you taking your time to talk with us.
You know, I think for a lot of folks externally, look at the American Legion as kind of a social club, place where veterans get together, have a couple of drinks, play some cards, shoot some pool. But the American Legion, obviously, much more than that. Talk a little bit about the mission of the Legion and why it is needed today.
Well, the American Legion, as you mentioned, was formed after World War I by a group of veterans, those doughboys, led by the leaders of American Expeditionary Forces under the leadership of Teddy Roosevelt Jr., concerned about who's going to take care of the boys when they go home. And of course, at that time, Chris, there was no VA system.
Right.
So who's going to take care of the boys? And, of course, that war, the big war to end all wars, was a brutal war. And, of course, every war is a brutal war.
Mm-hmm.
But who's going to take care of them? And that war left many of those doughboys physically and mentally harmed. And thus they had a caucus in Paris, France, on March 15th through the 17th of 1919 to discuss those concerns. And out of those concerns arose the cardinal principles of the American Legion, the founding principles which we were founded upon, and there's about five of them, and the rehabilitation of all disabled veterans and the care of the dependents of those who answer the final call and so forth. And as a result, over the years, we've grown to take care of veterans, take care of families, and also still stand up for America. And over the years, we've been doing that, advocating for veterans every day, working with VA every day. We got some outstanding programs that gives youth an opportunity not only to participate in, but also to grow as sound citizens that are going to lead this country one day. So we do a lot of great things in many, many communities throughout the United States and also in foreign countries. So the camaraderie that goes on, that wasn't in the charter that Congress gave us, but, our focus is certainly taking care of veterans and their families and standing up for America.
It's interesting you point out that at the time the American Legion was formed, the VA didn't exist, and there were obviously very big questions about, as you said, who's going to take care of these returning soldiers. Now, even though we do have the Veterans Administration, the care of returning veterans is still very much a central part of your concern and the issues that veterans face, because the VA system is in desperate need of reform and improvement.
Well, the VA, when the doughboys came home, it didn't exist, but thanks to them, they as Legionnaires, they got involved, and around the early 1920s, the Veterans Bureau was formed to take care of veterans, not only in the health care issues, but also, eventually, particularly following World War II, the GI Bill and
right.
Jobs and education and so forth. So over the years, the VA has been taking care of those who service-related, service-connected, disabilities, wounds, and illnesses and so forth. And over the years and up to today, that system has grown because it has been taxed by so many because not only World War I, II, Korea, Vietnam, and now Panama, Grenada, Somalia, Lebanon, and Iraq and Afghanistan.
Sure.
The need has become greater, greater tasking on the VA. So the VA has to adjust and grow as the veteran population grows. So the American Legion stays focused and works with the VA. And I tell many we are friends of the VA. We work with them every day. But friends are honest with friends, and when something is not quite working, such as accessibility to health care or even the quality of health care, we're going to let them know, and we certainly let them know in 2014 when things were going awry. And we're going to continue to do that because we want that system to succeed, to take care of the men and women who have served this country. And that's one of our major concerns and challenges.
No question about it. Also, and you touched on this, the American Legion is not just in America, but around the world. In fact, I understand that you are preparing for a European visit coming up.
Well, yes, sir, Chris. The American Legion was born in Paris, France, as I mentioned, and of course, today the American Legion is not only in France, but in Germany and Belgium and England and Italy and the Netherlands, Ireland as well. And we're going over and visit the large American military contingent, service members and their families. We're going to have some town hall meetings and learn more about how the American Legion family can help them, not only while they're in the military, but after they get out of the military. And, of course, we have great youth programs for the youth that if they so choose to participate. And then, Chris, on June 6th, we're going to be down in Normandy to participate in the observance of D-Day, of course, to honor and remember the sacrifices, the second sacrifice on that continent that the Americans served. And it's a beautiful place, Normandy. I've been there before. The cemetery is a stark reminder of the American sacrifices that those that lie there now resting in those peaceful shores of today. So it's going to be a great honor.
We are joined by the National Commander of the American Legion, Charles Schmidt, who is with us this morning as we count down to Memorial Day, reminding us what this is all about. Mention real quickly where folks can learn more about the American Legion and what you are doing, how you are advocating for veterans today. You have a website with all of that information and more.
Chris, we have a very good website. It's www.legion.org. You can learn about our programs. You can learn about our legislative priorities. You can even sign up as a member based on your eligibility criteria. You can also look and see where the nearest American Legion post is in your state. So we got a great web page, and of course we're on Facebook and also Twitter. So we're out there. Come and visit us.
We will link up to that on our webpage as well. Commander Schmidt, thank you very much for your service, and thank you for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
Chris, I appreciate it, and thank you for what you do and advocating for America's veterans.